Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is someone that many of you, I think, will really appreciate because he's been able to use music to not only share a part of his life, but also, I think, an important message as well. Recording artist Italy is making his first appearance on our show. We're going to talk to him not only about his joy of music, but also what it's been like for him now through his upcoming release, Starting Now, to be able to show other people what's possible for their own life. Recording artist Italy, are you there with us?
Hi, Cyrus. Yeah, Italy. How you doing, man?
Italy. I'm sorry. We didn't get a chance to talk before the show started, so I wasn't really sure on the pronunciation. So thank you so much for that, Italy.
I get all four variations, yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much for being on with us, and congratulations to you on Starting Now. Again, that's going to be released through our friends, of course, on Amazon on March the 4th. Of course, one of the singles we'll be hearing actually from that program, and that is actually called Heal, we'll be hearing it on our show. I mean, Italy, what has it been like for you to be able to not only share your love of music with the world, but to see the way that people are really responding to it?
Well, you know, the Heal, the track off of the upcoming EP, is, you know, that's a special song. It's kind of taken on a life of its own outside. We didn't even, you know, really pick it as a single to jump off of, but I had the chance to, you know, film that video for the song Heal in prison with the prison band, you know, incarcerated musicians. And, you know, the song was inspired, you know, kind of a blend of my own kind of quest to heal from my past with drugs and alcohol and, you know, burning bridges and the rest of it. And my work with prisoners, you know, with the organization Prison Fellowship, I've been able to, you know, work in video for them and talk to the guys inside and kind of hear some of their stories. And they, you know, these guys genuinely want to change. They want that second chance. They know they've got a mark on them that's going to follow them once they get outside. And, you know, the whole second chance vibe that Starting Now, the EP has is just really, I mean, it's personified in these guys. And so it was just a pleasure to take it inside prison and perform it with them. We just released a video, on Facebook, I think about 5 days ago, maybe 6 days now. It's got upwards of 60,000 views and people are really responding to it. I've got people with incarcerated loved ones reaching out and asking for lyric sheets and talking about how, you know, their incarcerated loved ones, you know, would like to hear this song. And they're so glad that the prison band could be incorporated into it. And, you know, it humanizes them. And, you know, they're not just prisoners, they're people. So it's been really moving, man.
Yeah. You know, Italy, I think the other interesting thing about the whole EP Starting Now is that it really is about hope. I think, you know, whether you're listening to the tracks, the ones that even begin it with Barbarian and then going on with Someday, and then even Fury, you know, there is this whole thing, I think, that sometimes we forget about the importance of not only, you know, learning from the past, but being able to realize that we can start now and moving forward to be better. You know, how has that really helped you as you looked at not only your own journey, but also looked at the influence you're able to have as a musician to be able to show other people what's possible for them?
Yeah, I mean, the whole vibe of the Starting Now EP is, like you said, it is a vibe of hope, and it's been a journey, man. I've been on the other side of the law. I never went to prison. I was fortunate. Things could have gone differently, but, you know, I had a journey, and you know, I had some wake up calls and some attempts to start over, and, you know, none of those wake up calls really took until my final kind of car crash and waking up in the hospital bed, and that was when, you know, I really you know, started over. I really kind of thought that was my last wake up call that I would get, and that you know, next time I'd be dead. So it stuck with me through then. You know, that was over 5 years ago now, and I've been, you know, cleaning up and bringing music out again now for the first time. It's taken me a while to get my head back on straight, And, you know, it is possible to start over. And, you know, that's kind of the theme of the EP. You know, we just shot the video for Starting Now, and it's totally a video of hope. It's kind of a crowdsourced music video with individuals from the U.S. and even in Mexico kind of holding up their sign, talking about starting now, I will, you know, blank, and what they hope to aspire, you know, in the coming year, or, you know, I think we're a little past New Year's resolutions now, but it doesn't have to have a special date attached to it. Right. So I think that is bringing hope, and I hope that, you know, that message resonates when the album comes out.
Yeah. Idly, you talked about how people are, you know, being really inspired by your single, Heal. I want to go back, though, to how you first realized about how music can inspire for yourself. I mean, do you remember what it was about music that initially spoke to you that made you say that this was the way that you wanted to be able to speak with people?
I do. His name was Kurt Cobain. I my dad passed down a guitar to me at a young age, and I dove into Nirvana's, I think it was the MTV Unplugged stuff that really got to me. And, you know, his style of songwriting was just really, you know, I don't know, honest and simple and easy to understand, and that really appealed to me. You know, that was really inspiring. I took that with me for a long time, and he kind of influenced my songwriting and, you know, ability to kind of portray sometimes complex, ideas in a, you know, in an easy to, you know, in an accessible way that I think, his songs did. And,
right.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, was the first kind of inspiring moment for me as a musician.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the Starting Now video. I wanted to talk about personal power, because I think that is another thing that I think enough people recognize, is the power they have to be able to bring about some amazing things, to bring about change, to bring about a difference in people, especially because of the way they live and their attitude, how that is something that is contagious, that other people can benefit from or sometimes not. As you have learned that, as you have been able to recognize that you have the power through music to be able to do that, how important has it been for you to be responsible with that?
That's a good question. You know, it's very important, and, you know, it's a day-by-day process myself, you know, living by kind of some of the resolutions I've made to myself, and kind of like you said, the behavior and the attitude. You know, but you do have the power, and it is there in everyone. And, you know, yeah, so I wake up every day and try to live by, you know, the resolutions I've made to myself. And it is possible, man. If it's possible for me, it's possible for everyone. You know, I'm certainly nothing special, and, you know, I think that anybody can kind of, you know, stake their claim to you know, what they dream about, what they aspire to be, and you know, so music is my thing, and I've been able to kind of reignite a fire that I thought was snuffed out, and you know, it turns out that kind of, you know, power within us is always there, whether it's hibernating or not. You know, it is there in people, and you know, I think, like you said, shooting that video and hearing from people about what they aspire to do has really opened my eyes to that. You know, it's inside all these people, and they can start over, and they can start right now. They can start, you know, making some change, really making some positive change.
Okay, I think that's the important message for us all. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with recording artist Ida Lee. We're speaking to him not only about his own journey in music, but also what it's been like for him to use his own unique voice to be able to literally reach the world. His new EP, Starting Now, is available in just a few days through our friends at Amazon.com and other online retailers. We'll remind you of that a little bit later, as well as how you all can stay connected with him. Let's go back to the single Heal, because again, such a powerful message and delivered in such a powerful way. You know, we're about to let our audience listen to it idly, but so tell us a little bit about, you know, what it's been like for you now as you reflect on this song and hear it yourself. What it's been like for you to see so many people embrace it?
It's amazing, man. It's humbling for sure. I didn't expect that kind of traction for it. You know, it's certainly, I think it's unique, you know, to bring a song and you know, that's kind of written for, you know, written about experience with the prison population and you know, incarcerated people, but also to be there and to hear their stories and to kind of document, their stories and their feelings about their own personal healing behind bars and all that brings a certain, it's almost an extreme to the idea of healing. And I think that's resonated with people. And that's maybe why it's getting the traction that it is. We all have that kind of desire to heal. And I think that it's exemplified in such kind of this extreme, way with inmates, with our prison population. And it kind of, brings an image to that idea of healing. And, it resonates with me because I've went through my own healing journey and it's also about the guys inside.
Sure. Sure. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, we definitely invite you also to watch the video. But here is Ida Lee with Heal from his upcoming EP starting now. We'll be back with our final moments with Ida Lee right after this. Stay with us.
Everything started out fine, we felt on fire, we felt strong. The path that we made took us away from the flame, and our new ID is a debt that can't be repaid. Maybe we're all out of ideas, maybe all the futures we had belong in files in a dusty room. Are we meant to create them and then never update them? Out of sight, out of mind, is all hope now left behind? All eyes are on me now. I'll be in the thick of this.
recording artist Ida Lee with Heal right here on Conversations Live from his upcoming EP Starting Now. We've actually been speaking with Ida Lee not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. As I said, we're just a few days away, Ida Lee, from the release of the EP. I mean, how does it feel? How does it feel to have put so much into this project and now to have it right here for the world to be able to enjoy?
It feels great, Cyrus. I mean, I worked with a great producer on this, a producer and a friend, and, you know, I've had a lot of backed up catalog since, you know, the time of, I've spent putting my head back on, and it feels good to finally, you know, be able to share this with the world. And there's a good amount of excitement behind it, and I'm excited to see what it can do. I hope that it's a positive influence on the music scene.
Yeah. You all can definitely go to idalee.com, and it's IDALEE.com. And there, of course, you can find out more information about Ida Lee, as well as, of course, see the great videos that we've been talking about here. Again, Starting Now is the title of the EP. Ida Lee, thank you so much for the time today. Sorry about mispronouncing your name at the beginning, but we're so glad you could join us this week as you're getting ready for the release.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Cyrus. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate talking to you.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely been all mine. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available through our social media friends. We've already tagged Ida Lee on both Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can easily find them on our page. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there, too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.